Robert Mangino, live local talk radio at night. Here's Radio 1020, KDKA.
Good evening. Well, we have a busy show tonight. The Port Authority, the full board, is going to vote tomorrow on the proposed cuts in service and the rate increases. And it looks as though it's almost a virtual certainty at this point. With us this evening is the Port Authority CEO, Steve Bland. Mr. Bland, welcome back to KDKA. Good to have you on tonight.
Thanks, Robert. It's good to be here.
I do appreciate your time this evening. The vote coming up tomorrow, any doubts on how the vote is going to turn out?
No, unfortunately, really no doubt. As I've said to several of our members, the vote that they'll take tomorrow isn't the right decision for this region. Unfortunately, it's the only decision they have right now.
The cuts that are coming, rather dramatic, 35% service cuts, the elimination of 40 routes, fare increases that are coming. And I've read that estimates as high as 9,000 people are going to be negatively impacted and may very well not even have service at all available to them. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're stating a very negative case, and that's a very accurate case. Just to clarify, the reduction in service, when we talk about 35%, it is a reduction in the total hours of service we provide. 44 bus routes eliminated entirely. 50-plus neighborhoods and communities will lose access to public transportation service. Many of these are neighborhoods where people, frankly, have very little option. 540 or so positions eliminated from the authority. But, you know, one of the things, Robert, I think that folks have lost sight of is some people say, well, gee, I don't ride transit. I don't ride Port Authority. I don't ride the bus or the T. Mm-hmm. It won't affect me. But one of the things you alluded to is what impact that'll have on traffic congestion, what level that'll have, or what effect that'll have on businesses trying to get employees or customers to work. So literally everybody in the region, particularly those who are affected by the downtown and the Oakland communities and some of the more urban areas, are going to see an impact.
There are some that are suggesting that commute times alone could increase by 15 minutes downtown because of all the people who still need to get around and that are going to choose to go with cars because the bus just isn't an option to them anymore.
Right. We've seen that information as well. That was information actually generated by the Southwest Pennsylvania Commission running their traffic modeling. Now, the congestion times, what I always say is you take the information with a grain of salt. You know, those increases in commute times assume people don't change behaviors. And I think one of the real challenges for the region is, you know, one of the things that makes this region so unique is downtown Pittsburgh. You know, is Oakland, is the South Side, or urban communities where people tend to come, whether it's for entertainment or work. And the less competitive those areas are, the less competitive we'll be as a region. So if all of a sudden a business that's thinking about locating in a downtown area because it is accessible, you know, sees those types of numbers, are they really going to look at this region?
There are some businesses that have expressed their concern regarding this, Eaton Park being one of them. I believe PNC was another. And they have a genuine concern that those who use the bus are not able to now get to those places of employment. Do you believe a substantial number of people are going to just have to quit their jobs over this, where they're not making enough money to actually go out and buy themselves a car and pay for the insurance and all of that, the maintenance, the upkeep and all, and they're just going to have to give up jobs and then go looking for jobs someplace else instead?
Well, that's absolutely our worst fear. And, you know, and as I say, folks in my position, even our board members, sometimes we get too wrapped up in the numbers and the trends and the percentages. But what really hit home for most of us was back in August, we had about a 13-hour public hearing where well over 200 individuals came and shared their individual stories. And that's what really makes it hit home for you, is seeing an individual talk about how devastating it is to their life, that they may not be able to get to work, or they may not be able to get to, you know, a parent who needs care. One of the most, even from a business perspective, one of the most compelling stories I heard in the testimony was a lady who owns a home health care business, employs about 40 people. The majority of them use the bus or the train to get to their clients who are homebound and need home health care. And she relayed the story that not only does it impact her business when her employees can't get to those locations, obviously it impacts the employee who can't keep that job, but then you filter that down to the person getting home health care, and maybe by virtue of not being able to get a home health aide, have to go into a nursing home. And what's the cost to society, never mind the individual, you know, of those types of transitions?
Port Authority CEO Steve Bland is with us. And Mr. Bland, we've talked about this before, about my idea of greater fare increases. At least that way people have access to the buses. Now, granted, you can't raise fares necessarily enough in order to ensure that there are no cuts. But for a lot of people who are looking at no more bus available to them, I would think that they would jump at the opportunity of paying considerably more. At least the bus would be available.
I think you're absolutely right, you know, and to a point. And we heard that over and over again in our public hearing and our public comment processes that, you know, hey, I can understand increasing fares, I can pay more, but please don't take the service away. You know, unfortunately, with the magnitude of deficit we're looking at, on order of magnitude, about $50 million, you know, when you factor that in, the fare increase would have to be at such a level. And as you say, you know, maybe you're not looking at trying to keep all that service, but restoring a good bit of it. But even at a major fare increase, saying going from where we are today, $2 for our Zone 1 fare, to say $5, you know, the impact on those low-income individuals, particularly when they get hit all at once, you know, with that massive type of an increase, it drives trips down to a level that becomes so low. You know, some of those folks still are forced to not use transit because they just simply can't afford it. You know, which in turn hurts the productivity of the system, and you're faced into a deeper deficit. So it's a delicate balancing act for sure. Fares, fare increases, different ways to pay fares, and the institutional arrangements are important. We have, back in 2007, when the state passed their last transportation funding solution, Act 44, they called on all transit agencies to save money, to increase operating revenue. Well, since that time, you know, the Port Authority has reduced its annual operating budget by about $52 million through a variety of initiatives, but increased operating revenue, including passenger fares, by about $14 million. The fare increase that the board will vote on tomorrow is the third fare increase in 4 years, so we are layering that on. And we've also seen significant increases in revenue coming from institutional partners like the universities and what have you. The universities, Carnegie Mellon, Pitt, have doubled their contributions to the system over the last 4 or 5 years. So there is a role, absolutely, for those operating revenue increases. Our foray into our smart card project, you know, is certainly a significant step in that direction. But, you know, where I sort of draw the line is I haven't heard it from you, but I have heard it from some folks that, well, fares should pay 100% of the cost of the service, and that's just not a realistic scenario.
No, I would agree with that. Port Authority CEO Steve Bland is with us. I got to take a break here. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about the budget shortfall. Even with these moves, it doesn't take care of the entire gap. A lot of this is being blamed on the funding that isn't coming through because I-80 wasn't approved to be tolled, but that wasn't going to fill the entire gap either. And we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about what changed dramatically in Harrisburg in the political landscape with the election of Attorney General Tom Corbett and Republicans taking over control of the House and expanding their control in the Senate, and what impact that's going to have on mass transit throughout the state. And your calls as well, 412-353-1254. Back with more. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Get breaking news as it happens, only on News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Right now, Giant Eagle's offering 20 cent fuel perks on retailer gift cards for Black Friday. For every $50 you spend at Giant Eagle on retailer gift cards to use like cash at places like Sears, you'll earn 20 cent fuel perks for a limited time only. Plus, many Giant Eagle stores will be opening at 3 a.m. on Black Friday, so you can get an early start. To see a list of participating locations, visit GiantEagle.com. Limited time offer, certain restrictions apply. See stores for details.
This is my library.
This is my library.
This is my library. It's where I raised my family.
I use it for suggestions for my book club.
This is my library.
What I love is there are things here you can't find online.
My library needs me. I'll donate.
My library needs me. I have a Donor Plus card.
Support Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Write to your elected officials. Talk to others about the importance of the library. Donate today. Go to carnegielibrary.org/mylibrary.
At Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, children learn to read. People search for jobs. Friends gather. Thousands of people turn to the library every day. Our city needs Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. And now more than ever, the library needs you. Library funding is shrinking. The demand for library services is growing. You can help. Please donate by December 31st. When you support the library, you support your community. Donate today at carnegielibrary.org.
It's 4th of July, 1944, and in the romantic comedy Tally's Folly, Matt Friedman has 97 minutes to convince Sally Tally to marry him. It may sound easy, but they're an unlikely couple. He's a 42-year-old accountant, and she's the rebellious daughter of a wealthy family. Step back in time with Lanford Wilson's Pulitzer Prize winner Tally's Folly at Pittsburgh Public Theater from November 11th through December 12th. For tickets, visit the O'Reilly box office, buy online at ppt.org, or call 412-316-1600.
You will stop smoking. Immediately, too. This is Dr. Bill Stiles, master hypnotist. Come to see me and I'll help you now. Listen to these clients.
This is Dora Jane, and it is official. 1 week has passed since I've been hypnotized by you. It is truly, truly a miracle. You've touched me. You have absolutely changed my life. I do not want to smoke. I have hardly had any urges to smoke cigarettes this week, and I feel like you've saved my life.
My name's Vince. I was your patient a little over a year ago. My heart was 3 packs a day. Not one cigarette since that.
To learn more, go on my website, Dr. Bill Stiles, and that's STILES, not with a Y. You'll learn all about it, or just call me, 724-940-2211. I really look forward to helping you.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Friday through Monday. That's because this Friday through Monday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Friday through Monday for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
KDKA all day AAA traffic powered by Bowser Cadillac. Trying to find a good hands route of the day. It's a tough one. Everybody's really slow, but we'll call it the Vets Bridge on the HOV lanes as you head up to the Parkway North. It's good through that whole stretch up towards 79. The Vets Bridge in the regular single lane area, that is for single persons, that is still very, very heavy. Still seeing some delays on the Parkway East starting at about Grant Street for the outbound holidays. Tune in Thursday for your Thanksgiving travel information. Your next AAA traffic update at 6:32 from the Pendant Information Center. I'm Bonnie Diver on Pittsburgh's official traffic station. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
The news never stops. We're talking about it.
Fangino.
News Radio 1020, KDKA.
6:20. We are talking with the Port Authority CEO, Steve Bland, and the service cuts that are coming come March, the fare increases that are coming, and the huge budget gap. It's a $47 million budget gap is what we're dealing with here, and you got to figure out some way of closing the gap. And with all that we're talking about, with all of the service cuts and the fare increases, it looks as though we're looking at about $35 million a year being saved in the process. Is it enough to cover the entire gap? Port Authority CEO Steve Bland, will these proposed changes, the cuts that are going to be voted on tomorrow, the fare increases, will it completely fill that $47 million deficit?
Well, the direct answer to your question for this year, Robert, is yes. And
okay.
Just to break down, I mean, you really put it, you put that number in perspective, $47 million as an annual operating deficit. It's about 18% of our operating budget. And I heard you allude to going into the break, you know, what are the sources? Well, the I-80 decision wasn't $47 million, and you're absolutely right. But just to break this down, you know, when Act 44 was passed, The level of funding, we've always said, is secondary to having it be a reliable source of funding, having it be a predictable source of funding, and have it be a source of funding that grows with inflation. Because, frankly, the history of public transit funding in Pennsylvania, while the state provides a lot of funding for transit,
right,
the reliability really hasn't been there over the years. So when Act 44 was passed, the issue was, okay, you know, this is the level of funding, and it's designed to be reliable. You can count on it, you can plan on it, and we expect it to grow at 2.5% per year. That just hasn't materialized. And just to break that down, the I-80 tolling decision, the decision not to allow the tolling of Interstate 80,
mm-hmm.
was an immediate reduction of 28 reduction, not a failure to materialize, a reduction from last year's funding of about $28 million for the Port Authority. Now, in the meantime, you know, as has been happening all over the place, sales tax revenue is a significant source of funding for the Commonwealth, are way down because of the general economic decline. As a result of sales taxes being down, we were notified in July of this year that our funding would be reduced further by about $7 million. Now, if you go back to the origin of Act 44 in 2007, if Act 44 had grown for the Port Authority at 2.5% annually, that would have amounted to about $16 million. That growth never materialized. We've seen zero growth since Act 44 was passed 3 years ago. So if you add those three sources up, we're at about $51 million. And I suspect you'd have an interesting conversation this evening, but it probably wouldn't be with me.
And there's a look at moving forward in 2011 where there's going to be an expected budget shortfall there as well, with more proposed cuts coming up in 2011. More fare increases are possible as well. And now that, let me get to something else I alluded to before the break. Now that we have Republicans controlling all of government in Harrisburg, it looks to me as though it's going to be tightening the belt without any new revenue coming from Harrisburg. Would you go along with that?
Well, I think for sure it's a very dire picture, and I'd say good news and bad news. First of all, you hit on a topic just now that I don't think a lot of people have really caught on to yet. This is not an issue that's resolved with a one-time service cut, a one-time fare increase, or even a one-time infusion of money to address this issue. I hit the biggest problem, and when I broke down those sources the last time, the fact that these revenue sources from the Commonwealth
mm-hmm.
have not increased at all in those 3 or 4 years. That's a trend. Even if the I-80 tolling proposal had been approved, even if the sales tax had pretty much stayed at consistent levels, we were projecting no increases in those sources on an annual basis. Well, every year fuel is going to go up, and health insurance is going
right.
to go up, and all the expenses go up. So every year, whatever that rate of growth would be, an increase in deficit. So next year, for our fiscal year that starts July of 11,
mm-hmm.
even though we'll finish this year with a balanced budget, you know, assuming the board acts on these draconian actions tomorrow, we will be looking at a deficit going into next year. And it's what we refer to in our industry as the death spiral. I mean, you're faced with a deficit. What do? You cut fare, you cut service, you increase fares,
right.
which means you lose ridership, which means you have a greater deficit, and you just spiral into the ground. And that's, to be frank with you, I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's my much larger concern than even what we're having to do tomorrow.
Port Authority CEO Steve Bland, thank you very much for your time tonight.
I appreciate it, Robert.
Thank you. Have yourself
thank
a good
you.
Evening. Once again, the Port Authority Board voting tomorrow on the service cuts and the fare increases. And it really surprises me that even though he was willing to say that, yes, so many people said increase the fares, just maintain the service, an unwillingness to do so. And like I've argued from the very beginning on this, that I've been a part of this, a very modest increase for everyone would have covered this. We'll talk more about it. Get your phone calls coming up. News Radio 1020 KDK.